always something going on in sports, man. The whole NFL thing, I call it a thing. It's not a league. They shouldn't be taken seriously or respected for the way that they've handled anything, all right? The whole domestic violence thing, they have dropped the ball on this domestic violence thing. They had a chance to be a beacon so that people understand domestic violence, it's not okay. They didn't do that. They had an opportunity, and they failed. And they say, we want to make it right. You know how you can make it right? You know how you can end domestic violence disputes and keep it out of the news and never have to deal with it again in the NFL? All gay players. All gay players, every one of them. Nobody gives a shit about a man beating the shit out of another man. They just don't. Matter of fact, some of you all find it very funny. Like, that's just how it happens. You never hear about it again. And if you don't think that there's enough gay players that would fill the NFL, trust me, there are plenty of gay football players who never got the opportunity because of the homophobic nature that is in the NFL that they've allowed to run rampant. There are plenty of gay football players, all right? And people have this homophobic nature because most of those players, they're young, they're impressionable people, and they have this idea in their head that if they had a gay player in their locker room, it would be some dude in assless chaps who would come out in the middle of the room all the time. All right, who's ready to practice? Stereotype that people have in their head about gay men for a lot of people, not just in the NFL. And you know what? That's the issue. Because what I just did, all right, hey, that would be really annoying, gay or straight, if somebody did that. Trust me, if your accountant walked in here right now and went, your taxes are finished, I'm like, God damn it. Somebody get that goddamn accountant away from my kids, man. A good Christian man. I don't need these accountants going around here.